This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I call this podcast Biological Subjectivism, Pedophilia, Transgenderism, and the Rape of Little Children. Now, what? Whoa, you're like, whoa, dude. You're going to get so banned by YouTube for having this discussion. Well, maybe I will, but let's see if I can get through this without getting banned. Because there is a point here. Biological subjectivism is an encompassing term that I'm going to use for people who deny their biological reality. And notably, this does not include gay people. Gay people are in touch with their reality. Let's say a gay man, he understands he's a man. He understands he's got the hardware of a man, and he's born a man, or born a male, and he just chooses to love other men. That's not a denial of reality, you see. That's just a choice. You know, that's just a personal choice. Or, you know, a gay woman, same deal. She doesn't deny that she's a woman. She just happens to love other women. So this is why even a lot of gay people have an issue with where this whole transgenderism, biological subjectivism is actually going. And here is an example that will drive this point home very well, very, very completely, let's say. And there's news out there about a 38-year-old man who is alleged to have raped young girls. And you can find this headline out there. It's pretty recent news. It's been on Breitbart and other websites. Now, he says that it's not rape because he self-identifies as a 9-year-old girl. Okay? So in his mind, he is a 9-year-old girl just playing around with other 9-year-old girls. Now, you and I look at this and we see, whoa, wait a minute, that's a 30-year-old alleged rapist. It's a 30-year-old pervert dude, you know, feeling up little girls or whatever he's doing. I don't know the details. That's the way most normal, rational people look at it. But in his mind, he thinks he's a 9-year-old girl. At least that's what he's claiming. Now, according to the left and according to the LGBT movement, they would have to honor that man's claim that he's a 9-year-old girl, because they honor the claims of people who say, a biological man who says she's now a woman, or a biological woman who says she's now a man. Because if you embrace biological subjectivism, then there are no rules about what's real and what isn't real. If you accept the idea that a person's mental wish is reality, then you have to, by definition, accept the idea that this 38-year-old man is a 9-year-old girl. Therefore, according to the left, he's not a rapist or an alleged rapist. He's just a 9-year-old girl playing with other girls. I actually, you know, it's funny because so often when I mock these things or I do a satire podcast, the stuff that I mock comes true. I did a piece about how some of these biological subjectivism people, like pervert men, would want to claim that they're teenage girls and go back into, you know, high school or middle school or grade school or whatever, shower with the girls in the middle school gym class and claim that they are, you know, what, a 13-year-old girl or what have you. And this guy actually is trying to do that. It's like he's actually demonstrating this thing that I was mocking, because I said, you know, the same explanation I'm saying now. If you accept biological subjectivism, that a person's wish is real, then a person can claim to be, as I've often said, you know, with a sense of satire, he can be a Tibetan snow leopard. Maybe he's not a 9-year-old human girl. Maybe he's a 5-year-old Tibetan snow leopard. Maybe he's a half alien human hybrid who's 500 years old. Yeah, now you have to accept that. And he's got a message from the aliens or something. Who knows? You see my point. When you let go of biological reality, then anything goes. There are no rules, there are no boundaries, and all of a sudden you get pedophilia. If you start to accept this, I'll say it again, if you start to accept that biological subjectivism is real, then pedophilia just became legalized everywhere because old men or even old women can just claim they are young kids and they can now re-enter school and they can have, you know, sexual relations with young, you know, underage boys or girls, and they can claim that's the same age they are. It's not rape. This is like the new rape defense, I guess, from, you know, courtesy of the LGBT community. Is it now a whole new rape defense for every rapist who rapes an underage girl or whatever? They can now just claim, well, in my mind at that moment, you know, he was 9 years old or whatever they want to, however they want to try to excuse it. That's the insanity that has been created by this whole biological subjectivism situation. You see, it's not just about, oh, should we honor one person's wish to be a man or a woman or their gender pronouns or they want to change their gender. It's not just about that. It's about what happens when you allow someone to proclaim that and then you accept that as real. What else do you unleash as a domino effect across society? And one of the answers is just what we're describing here. Repeated pedophilia and the rape of little children by dirty old men, let's say, or dirty middle-aged men or whatever. This guy was 38. He's an alleged rapist. But there must be 1,000 more like him waiting in line to see if this guy gets away with it. And they can proclaim themselves to be, you know, whatever they need in order to get into the pants of some, I don't know, whatever they're into, a child, a toddler, I don't know. These people are perverts. I can't even begin to fathom how much weird stuff they're into. But this is why we have to get back to reality. We have to say, if you're born a male, you're a male. If you're born a female, you're a female. Now you can cross dress if you want. You can change your roles in society if you want, but it doesn't change your DNA. It doesn't change your biology. It doesn't change how you were born. And yes, you are born a male or a female. You're not born undecided. You're not born with an empty gender that is assigned later on, which is what the LGBT community wants you to believe. They want to have children be allowed to be born with birth certificates that have no gender, and then so that they can assign their gender later. Well, wait a second. Any doctor can tell at the moment of birth whether you're a male or a female. This is not rocket science. This is like a blatant genitalia observation here. You're a male or a female. So, but the LGBT community wants to say, no, you can decide later. You can change it. It's not determined until you decide. Nonsense. You see, that's the biological subjectivism that is now allowing a 38-year-old alleged rapist to rape little girls because in his mind, he's a 9-year-old. So it just makes you wonder where this is all going to go, doesn't it? I mean, can a 75-year-old man say he's a 9-year-old girl and get into middle school, or is that the right age? High school, elementary school, whatever. Can a person claim to be an endangered species and then claim that they cannot be arrested by the feds for, I don't know, arson? Maybe they set a building on fire and then they claim to be a rare spotted owl. Can the feds, I mean, you can't arrest a spotted owl for accidentally setting a building on fire, can you? Because animals can't commit crimes, can they? So what if some dude says he's a spotted owl and he demands immunity from all criminal acts because spotted owls can't commit such crimes and he's an endangered species? I mean, seriously, if you abandon physical, biological reality, there's no limit to where this could go. I can come up with some other scenarios that are just as wild sounding, and they will probably come true because this is how they're pushing all of this. It starts with transgenderism, and then it pushes into pedophilia, and it pushes into bestiality. You know, someone pretends they're a dog and then they want to have sex with other dogs, let's say, right? That's kind of an obvious perversion that is probably next on the list. Well, there are laws against having sex with animals, I think, in most states. But what if the guy says, no, he's a dog too? Oh, so now it's not raping an animal? Now you're just a dog who can speak English. I see. Okay. And last week you were a 9-year-old girl when you were raping the girl. Now you're a dog and you're raping your dog. You know, you're just a lunatic pervert, frankly, is the answer to that. And these mind games don't fly with real people. So this is why we have to stand firm against this nonsense by the left, this nonsense by the LGBT community. Not against people being gay if they want to be gay, or even cross-dressing if they want to cross-dress or what have you, but you got to have some rules about what's real. Otherwise, this gets into weird, weird, perverted criminality rape land where certain people run around raping everything in sight, and they just claim to be whatever they're raping. You see, they're like raping, they're raping a zebra, and they claim to be a zebra, so it's not rape. They're raping a little girl, they claim to be a little girl, so it's not rape. You see what I'm saying? This is what they're invoking now. And that's where this goes if we don't stop it. So, of course, it's time to get back to biological reality and stop furthering this delusion by these people who are living in their make-believe fantasy lands where their biology is magically transformed when they wave a magic wand over their crotch. It doesn't work that way. Sorry. Just doesn't work that way. So, if you're still listening to this, I guess it didn't get banned. That's amazing. It might get banned tomorrow. In any case, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and read my website, gender.news, for more coverage of this, of the transgenderism and biological subjectivism issue. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.